We're all born, we chose to be born together so that I could move through those conflicts into love and acceptance.
I have a question about that. Do you think that when you're born into a family like that and you feel like, I think there was a mistake, or are you thinking that this family is just not, you know, they're so much different than I am? Do you think that this also has something to do with you coming in and helping the family? Do you think of that?
Yeah, it goes both ways.
Both ways, yeah.
Yeah.
I think that too.
You know, negativity and hardship and challenge helps us in the sense that it gives us an opportunity to develop qualities that we haven't developed. So living in that kind of family is a chance for us to go beyond our limitations. It also gives us a chance to offer something of value to the family. Love and acceptance, understanding, clarity, guidance, helpfulness. And, you know, the degree to which we can help them really is based on how much we can come to balance ourselves and healing, you know, from the challenge,
right,
the pain of living in a family where there's a lot of conflict or lack of connection. So, yeah.
Yep, we are actually getting close to the end of the show, and I had one more question for you. I wanted to know if you had any insight or any predictions for 2010.
Well, there are all sorts of things that might come down the line. You know, many people are talking about governmental disclosure of the reality of UFOs and ET life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Obama coming out with something or Russia coming out with their information. This is quite possible. It'll be important to be quite discerning as to what they say. If they say ETs are, you know, they're good, but we've got to do this and that and the other thing, then maybe it's a means of controlling population.
Mm-hmm.
If they say they're all evil and we've got to go to war, that would probably be another ruse. That's one kind of possibility. I think that financially, globally, there'll be continued increased unemployment, and money will be hard, and a kind of deflationary depression for the world.
Mm-hmm.
I think that more people will also wake up. More people will realize that the purpose of their life is to help others and help themselves develop.
You know, I hate to cut you off, but we're 60 minutes before we end. I wish we had more time. I wanted to say thank you so much, Scott, for coming on and let everybody know that you can find Scott on his website at scottmandelker.com. That's ScottMandelker. .com. And also Life Reflections. Scott has a social networking site. It's lifereflections.ning.com. You can also find him there. And we got about 20 seconds to wrap up. And I just want to say thank you very much, Scott.
Yeah, I want to say thank you so much for letting me interview with you. I enjoyed it a lot, and hope we do it again. I also do counseling for people by telephone and by Skype.
By Skype.
Yeah, and if people are interested, they can send me an email, which would be scott@scottmandelker.com, and they can find it on my website or just Google me or from elsewhere, and be happy to be in touch with people. So anyway,
right.
It's been wonderful.
Thank you, Scott. I definitely would like to have you back.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Have a great night.
Okay.
Thank you, everybody.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.